My guest at this time is retired U.S. Navy Captain Randy Duncan. During his time in the service, Captain Duncan served at the Defense Missile and Space Intelligence Center, as well as the Defense Intelligence Agency. We've asked him to offer his thoughts on the ongoing nuclear concerns surrounding Iran and what the best policies are to perhaps deter that or to respond if, in fact, Iran were to lash out at the United States itself or one of our allies. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Again, Greg, thank you for having me.
One of the things that I know that you've spent a lot of time studying, not only during your time in the service, but since then, is our missile defense capabilities, both from their inception to the debate now over policy on how much of a priority this ought to be. As you look at the latest budgets from the Obama administration, how big of a priority does it seem to be to them?
Well, thank you, Greg. And clearly we have budget concerns, and the president has a number of agenda items that he's trying to work through. But missile defense is one area of his budget that I definitely disagree with him on. In particular, he's proposing to cut funding in half for the current capability that we have, the Standard Missile 3. And really, the timing for this couldn't be worse. Last month, Secretary of Defense Panetta went on 60 Minutes and told us that Iran is within 2 to 3 years of developing a nuclear weapon. Just earlier this month, Iran was able to launch a satellite into space. So that tells us that they not only have the capability to deliver a weapon to us, but they're within a couple of years of actually being able to develop such a weapon. And so what the president's budget is doing could put our nation at considerable security risk. And that's precisely why we need to continue to fund the next generation missile, which is known as the 1B. That will provide us the kind of threat protection that we need against a rogue nation like Iran.
Talk in a little more detail, Captain Duncan, about those two missiles that you mentioned. What's the significance of the SM-3 and the 1B that you mentioned?
Well, the SM-3, or the Standard Missile, is our first line of defense against short-range and intermediate-range missiles. And that's the Navy's doing a fantastic job with that deployed around the world. However, the gap that we have is based is on the long-range, the intercontinental ballistic missile. We don't have a missile in inventory ready to deploy that would protect us from that. The Block 1B is the follow-on or the next generation of Standard Missile that will, in fact, give us the capability to protect us against the long-range missile threats, intercontinental-type threats that a country like Iran or even North Korea could present to us.
And where does it stand right now? You mentioned you don't like where the president's budget has it going down the line, but where are things standing right now?
Well, as it stands right now, the president has directed funding to a futuristic program that does not have the capability to defend us in the time that we need to be defended against. Iran presents a clear and present danger. Now, Congress took a very significant step in a bipartisan manner just this past December and diverted funding from this future program into the current development and production of the 1B. We've got to accelerate, not slow down. Any budget hiccup could cause the production rates of the 1B to slow down. It's scheduled to go into production as early as next year and would be ready for deployment by 2015 in time to meet the new threat.
One of the things the president did early in his administration was scrap the missile shield in Eastern Europe that the Bush administration had worked out with the Czech Republic and Poland. He did it as a result of ongoing concerns and complaints from Russia, who saw it as a threat to their territory. The United States insisted that it was not. It was simply a defense mechanism designed to stop Iranian missiles from hitting our allies and potentially, if their technology improves, the United States itself. How significant, given the current circumstances with Iran, was that decision?
Well, this that decision then, as long as he would fund the this next generation missile, we would be in good shape. But curiously enough, he's chosen to throw funds towards a futuristic program that, again, as I said, can't possibly be ready for production for almost another decade. And so the smart decision, given a backdrop of the budget and the spending challenges that we have, is to take money, divert it from a program that really doesn't offer us much into one that's virtually in production right now, and that's where the 1B comes in. And so Congress needs to do the smart thing again, and that's to restore funding to the 1B program, just like they did last year.
When the president decided to end the missile shield in Eastern Europe, I believe he cited exactly what you're talking about as a more reliable system, and therefore we'd be even more secure by focusing on the Aegis-based and Navy-based missile defense system. Is that an accurate recollection?
Yes, I believe it is. That's where, again, it is so important for us to put the right funding and keep the production going. We cannot afford a slip in the schedule at all for the 1B.
And you mentioned that in some of your writings here that the next line is available probably, if we were to keep working on it, by 2018. Given the Leon Panetta projection of Iran's nuclear weapon, there may be some wondering, is it possible to even have this in our arsenal by the time that the Iranians might be in a position to use what they have?
Well, the 2018 projection is for a second development and enhancement beyond where the 1B is. The 1B is the one that is showing a significant promise. Some of our experts, including retired Admiral J.D. Williams, has indicated that it's doing a fantastic job. And so the 1B is proven to be able to protect us from the kind of a threat that Iran is presenting to us. And if we maintain funding and maintain the production schedule, it goes into production next year, and it would be ready in time to meet this threat by 2015.
Well, in our last couple of minutes here, Captain Duncan, I want to rely on your experience working with the Defense Intelligence Agency as the DIA and our other intelligence agencies monitor as best they can what's happening in Iran. What are some of the biggest warning signs that they would be looking for to determine where Iran is in this process and what their intentions might be once they complete their projects?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that from Secretary Panetta's comments to 60 Minutes that he believes that they're within 2 to 3 years of the weapon being ready. You only have to go back just a little over 10 years ago and see that it would have been unthinkable that terrorists would hijack planes, fly them into the World Trade Center, killing thousands of Americans, hijack another plane, fly it into the Pentagon, killing hundreds more, to see that Iran means what they say. They have come out on record and time again and indicated to us and the world that if Israel were to go in and attack their nuclear facilities, that Iran will retaliate not only against Israel, but against the U.S. and against our troops stationed abroad. So this follow-on missile, the 1B, is so critical to our defense.
Well, as you mentioned, it's not exactly a high priority in the new budget. We'll see how Congress reacts to that and many other aspects on the defense side of the spending agenda. Sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Greg, thanks for having me.
Retired U.S. Navy Captain Randy Duncan, during his time in the service, he served at the Defense Missile and Space Intelligence Center, as well as the Defense Intelligence Agency. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.